I don't feel good.
You don't feel good? We just had a photo shoot for Domain. Anyone look at domain.com?
Lovely guy.
He's a great guy.
Jules.
Surfer like you.
He's a surfer. Comes from the same coast as me. And
talk about waves.
Yeah. And he's got to photograph two old guys on a winter's day.
He wanted us to hold hands.
He wanted us to hold hands. I went, no. And because I've learned to say no, because there was a time when a photographer would say to me, "Can you?" And you do it to keep them happy. And you go, and that's the photo they use.
There's some horrific photos out there of me.
Yeah,
there's one of me wearing a Ronald McDonald wig, which Cameron Adams used with the Herald Sun. Would always just send it to me randomly. I'm like, mate, can you burn that photo at the Herald Sun? I'm wearing a Ronald McDonald wig and a McDonald's t-shirt. I look deranged, like I've had a breakdown.
See, I made the mistake of sending Mick Malloy a photograph of me with no clothes on, with a frangipani flower.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that on TV.
See, this is my
famous
point. How could I be so stupid as to send it to Mick Malloy? Because every time I have a crack at him, he goes, I've got this.
I got the photo.
I've got the photo. And I because when you have a go with Mick Malloy, you've got to come back with something funny.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll give him this and that'll shut him up.
Heavy hitter. As I was saying to the guy, when you used to do, because we're that old, we used to do photos for the local paper with the film. They'd have 24 photos.
Oh, yeah.
The local photographer would turn up 24 photos. He goes, I've only got one photo left on the roll. Just put the pot on your head and dance around.
Exactly.
And that's the one they have on the front of the local paper.
Yeah, and that's the oldest trick. That is the trick.
Got at least you didn't lose your top. Guys, take your clothes off. Lose the top. Lose the top.
Yeah, it'd be appropriate. It'd be sexy. Good lighting.
Good exposure for you guys.
Yeah.
Good exposure.
But as I said to him, I've got one look, which is showbiz smile. And you have, what's your one look?
No, I don't know.
You know, but you have one dance, which is your fallback dance.
Yeah.
Have you got a fallback face?
I must have a fallback face. I think it's just, I can't smile.
I reckon your fallback face is...
probably a bit wacky.
A bit bemused.
Yeah, bemused.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas mine is showbiz smile. I'm on the cover and there you go. So, but he was, and I'd get what he was saying, but he, maybe it was the magazine. I had to do, what do you call it? Plain face. I don't like doing plain face.
Yeah, yeah, deadpan.
Don't look good. Deadpan.
I know, it's like we were here at the pub, and it was like, and it was like a Soprano shoot, I said, sitting on the couch.
You were sitting on the couch, and they had to sit behind you and get close to you.
I think the measure is, if you saw that photo and didn't know we were comedians, what would you think we were?
Yeah,
real estate agents?
Oh, no.
Pretty bad real estate agents.
I think we had a hint of artistic.
Oh, really?
Don't you reckon? Big leather couch.
But are we dressed artistically? We both had jumpers on. I think we look like sort of failed boom entrepreneurs. Like, these guys are now in jail. They ran a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, the app failed that they created. And
I think I'm the fat genius and you're the good-looking sales guy. They teamed up and they're a great team. Glenn did the sales work. Dave was the genius behind the scenes.
We had, but yeah, I did all the heavy lifting. You had to sit on the couch.
It's great.
And I don't reckon they'll use. There's two shots there. I reckon the one they'll use is the one in the other room, where we're in amongst all the chairs on the tables.
They look good.
Evocative. I don't know what it's saying, but it was evocative.
So these guys are still working, but the chairs aren't. Yeah. I don't know.
And
what
then
it's
the other one was like we're at a brothel and you're on a big leather couch and
looking at
they're lovely couches. Me looking again. Deadpan, and you. What was your face? I couldn't see your face.
Oh, I was making a. What are you doing here? Look, because you were sitting.
Probably good.
At one point, your bum cheek was resting on my shoulder, so I was like, I was giving a bit of. What are you doing? Like, what are we doing here?
You know what I was thinking? What are your kids going to say about this when they see Dad on the front cover of Domain? What are they going to? They'll have a crack, won't they?
Oh, you'll get cancelled, Dad. You're going to get cancelled. That's what they always talk about. How embarrassing.
Anyway, all I know is, and we were talking about it. It's the most stressful. One of the most, not one of the.
You
most
know what?
Stressful.
You know,
it's very stressful to do a photo shoot.
Not stressful. It's just a bit annoying. I reckon. I find it a bit annoying. But also, it's like a wardrobe fitting when you got to go and try clothes on.
Yeah.
Listen to us. Oh,
first
what about getting makeup done? Oh, it's terrible. No, I don't mind makeup.
I don't mind a bit of makeup.
Sometimes they cut hairs off your ears and your nose and stuff.
Leave the makeup on for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
you know, go down to the shops.
I've been doing Hey, and Russell Gould was like, "Now leave your makeup. We're going to a nightclub after this." So we all go to this nightclub with makeup on. Me, Russell, Dickie Knee. Oh, gee, it was a good night.
Well, a lot of people, and sometimes if they do wardrobe, sometimes you get a shirt.
Oh yeah, I did a wardrobe shoot once, and I said, "Can I buy those clothes?" And I ended up buying the shoes, the pants, and the shirt.
Oh yeah, if you go. I used to throw the hints out. Gee, these are nice shoes. Oh, you can have them. We can't send them back. I got shoes, pants. Great. Oh, And then I got years out of those black shoes.
Did you used to do the haircut, get the haircut at the...
Hang around for a haircut, all of that. And then, you know, well, it's only fair.
That was Daryl Summers used to turn up for his haircut even when the show got axed.
Did he really?
He's coming back for the haircut.
Hello, Daryl. He's probably a big listener.
Oh, a big listener. A huge listener. He's probably thinking, this podcast could be the new Hey Hey.
Because...
I could be the ostrich, you could be Daryl.
Yeah, we should be the new Hey Hey. Kel would always say, hello, Mrs. Summers. How's Daryl going? In Kath and Kim.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Summers. What would you like today? How's Daryl going? I think he said something like that. Kel used to say something.
Really?
Like that.
In the butcher shop?
Yeah, he did. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, we've done a photo session.
Okay.
If you see it, don't judge us.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get the job done.
And have lunch.
And now we can't get the heater on. It's cold in here.
Freezing.
We're freezing for our art. So please, people, give us a break.
Yeah.
Don't judge us.
No.
Bring the music in.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Related now, please welcome your hosts Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
And here we are, somehow related. Two topics, got to work out how they're related. Let's just get the topics.
Really? Well, you feel it, you sound a bit like you...
I've been a bit sick.
Well, you had... I must admit, when did I find out you were sick?
You know what? You gave me the shits, and it's worked.
Well, I had barley belly.
It was a pizza from my son's 19th birthday. We had pizza, and then I reheated it the next day.
No, it wasn't. You haven't got
Wouldn't
food
be
poisoning.
Pizza?
No, you've got a bug.
I've got a bug.
Food poisoning would go in and out, and you've got
you're
a bug.
Done by 24 hours, but this bug is hanging around.
Maybe you should, you know, get something. Go down, see your naturopath.
A naturopath.
But it really is. The only way out is to let it out.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, it's all you can do. And I had barley belly for 10 days.
Whew.
And
I keep thinking of you because I am literally at that stage where someone could toot their horn and I couldn't.
Shit your pants. That's what happened to me. I said, I'm going to go for a walk.
I thought I was all right. I thought I was all right the other night. I thought, I'm feeling pretty good. You're not.
Because it's where the chemist will say, is it safe to fart? And if you have to, and if it's not safe
That's
to fart.
What they say.
No, they don't say that. I'm joking. No.
But that's actually a very good measure because if it's not...
Well, if you're questioning it, if you're going, hang on, no.
Yeah. Let's not go into details, but yeah, I'm in that world. But anyway.
But you look okay.
It comes in waves.
And I'm not suggesting that you need to lose weight, but you probably will lose weight.
I have lost weight.
How much? Not that you need
kilos.
To.
Oh, no, I need to. A couple of kilos. Yeah. I did drive to Sorrento the other day, which is, we did Ports the other day on the podcast, just near there.
And you shat yourself on the way there.
Oh, man, it was close.
Pull over.
No, I didn't. I got home. But anyway, anyway.
Because I had to go from a resort in Bali back to the airport on the island. And the guy didn't speak English. And I said, I'm about to. And he goes, yeah, whatever. And I'm going, this is trouble. And then we pulled over to a toilet in Bali, on an island in Bali. So this is off the main island, okay?
Yeah.
And you know what it was?
No.
A hole in the ground.
Well, that's all right.
What do you mean it's a hole? True.
You would have.
You have to stand up. You don't want to be standing up all that. Oh, no, sorry.
No.
If you're listening to this.
Let's get the topic, Sam. What are they?
Garlic and feet.
Well, they're two sort of stinky things, aren't they? Maybe that's the thing.
What?
I've already got the connection. The connection is made.
Maybe.
Odor.
What? Garlic?
Garlic smells. Feet smell.
Oh. That's pretty good. Off the bat. But it's not that. Surely it's not that.
No.
Garlic. Probably one of the best things you can have. What is it?
Garlic last night.
What is garlic? A vegetable?
It's
not a herb. It must be a vegetable. It must be a vegetable.
I had it last night. We had salmon. Very healthy. And I made a garlic cream sauce. Not healthy.
Very good for your garlic.
Oh, man, I love garlic.
Cholesterol, you know.
Because we didn't have... I remember when garlic came in the 70s and Mum, the Italian woman across the road said to Mum, you should put garlic in your stew. And she put the whole thing in. Like the whole.
Oh, yeah, blew everyone's... Because I remember at school, before we knew what garlic was, the European kids would turn up and they'd stink.
Of garlic.
Of garlic.
Yeah.
And they were the smart ones.
Oh, man.
Yeah, or they and you go, God, you stink, and it would be because they'd had garlic the night before.
I was always envious of their sandwiches with salami and stuff.
Were you?
Yeah, I wanted their sandwich.
Let's have really thick bread. And, oh, yeah. So, garlic.
What's your favourite thing to have garlic in? Oh, you know what's good? Chicken Kiev.
Gee, that's an old dish.
Oh, I love that.
And you cut it open and the butter and the garlic would just sort of come out.
I had it the other night.
And do you worry that when you have that, that the next day you will stink and you'll
I couldn't care.
Really?
I mean, back in the day I did, but no, these days,
because it comes out in the pores of your skin.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
And it is, my partner says, Selena says to me, have you had garlic? And then the sad part is, I haven't. I just stink. I just smell like I've had garlic.
Stink.
You know what? You stink.
Oh, garlic, yeah. Garlic bread too.
Garlic bread's good.
I made some the other night.
You make your own.
Well, you know what? Here instead of buying is you can buy garlic butter. So just in the butter aisle,
so
there's
on.
Garlic butter, garlic and chive butter, garlic butter, garlic
and do herbs. You slice it?
Yeah, you just spread it onto bread and toast it. Toast the bread.
Oh, so have a whole plate of it. Oh, that's nice.
Very fattening though, I think.
Is it? Of course
garlic
it is.
Bread.
Garlic
yeah.
bread. What else could we talk about? It's good for your skin.
How many cloves would you, if you were making a dish, I'd only put one or two. You can't go three or four, can you?
I'm not
spaghetti bolognese. You're not a chef.
You say bolognese. I say bolognese.
Oh, I'm probably getting it wrong.
No, I'm not suggesting that you are, but I'm just wondering what the... I think anything with garlic in it is going to be good.
What about purple garlic?
It's on the FODMAP, you know.
It's on your FODMAP.
I can't eat it. My stomach goes like your stomach is now when I have too much garlic. Maybe
that's what's doing my stomach in, too much garlic.
Well, if you're a bit dicey, ease up on stuff that might make you go...
Well, yeah, like what? Spicy food, fried food...
Some like dried fruits and stuff.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
I know. I've been looking at my licorice going, no, I can't eat that at the moment.
Well, don't eat that.
No, I'm not eating licorice.
No.
Bananas are good. They bind you up.
I'm sorry. We should apologize. This is not.
I've looked it up on the internet. Just dry toast, bananas, rice.
And you've got to have plenty of fluid.
Yeah.
Because you're losing a lot of fluid.
Yeah.
That's why you're feeling tired. Anyway, enough about us. Enough about you.
Garlic.
Where do you keep it?
Oh, got a little metal mesh kind of basket that hangs near the sink.
And you just break a clove off when you need it.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think you keep it. It's not good for you to keep it downstairs with the potatoes.
Because you got the real garlic. Then in the fridge we used to have this other garlic that was in a jar.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one I used when I made my spaghetti bolognese.
Minced garlic.
Yeah, a bit of minced garlic. Just about a teaspoon. About a teaspoon, nice. I reckon.
Yeah, a teaspoon's enough.
So, does it grow above the ground or below the ground? I reckon it grows below the ground.
I reckon I've never seen a garlic plant. Garlic plant looks like an onion to me.
It does. Like, so, they're relatives. The ground. Yeah, this is my Uncle Onion. This is my...
Gee, imagine that get together, you'd stink, wouldn't it? Jesus Christ. Who broke wind? Nah, we just smell. This is what we smell like.
Total respect, though, for garlic. You know why? Vampires.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a great scene in The Sopranos. Goodfellas, where the guy's cooking in prison and he slices the garlic really thin with a razor blade.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? He slices it with a razor blade. Yeah, vampires. Yeah, they don't like garlic.
Because, I know, because what's his name? Bram Stoker?
Yep.
He wrote Dracula?
Yep.
He made it up, didn't he?
Yeah,
of course. He made it up, of course. That's because... That's right. Garlic is very cleansing to your blood.
Oh.
Vampires, blood. Therefore, they don't like it. It must attack people who like blood.
Also, he must have chosen it because of it. It does look a bit gothic, kind of, doesn't it? The garlic thing.
Good point.
I mean, you couldn't do the same with a banana, could you, to a vampire? Hey, I got a banana.
Get back.
Because in terms of funny fruit, banana's up there, isn't it?
Yeah, mandarin.
Mandarin's not funny. Bananas are funny.
Okay. Well, okay.
Turnips, I think. Kind of carrots are a bit funny.
Carrots are funny. Yep. Yeah.
But potatoes aren't really. Pumpkin, a little bit.
No, you're exactly right. What else?
I think bananas the king fruit of funniness.
Apples are clean and
apples
mean.
Are,
they're doing their thing.
They're straight.
Total respect.
They're dead straight.
What about grapes or anything like that? That's all cool.
I think banana. I think Bram, what's his name? Bram Stoker chose garlic also because it looks cool. Kind
of. Okay.
Anyway,
Because the other day I was teaching the grandchild how to talk into a banana like a telephone.
Oh, yeah, great.
It's always great. A good one. You know, you'd learn about a whole lot of things in the world, but if you can learn how to talk into a banana like a telephone, it doesn't get any better than that. I do it all the time. I actually do it.
I said there's a monkey on the phone for you guys.
Yeah, I do Colin Fruiterer. Colin Fruiterer. G'day, Colin. I'll have it for you by Thursday. What do you mean? But here's the sad thing. I actually talk into a banana like a telephone when I'm by myself just to make myself laugh.
Oh, yeah. Cool. See, again, bananas are funny fruit.
Yeah, they're just funny. Now, let me ask you this. When you eat a banana, do you make it naked then eat it, or do you peel it down like a monkey does?
No, I make it naked then eat it. What do you do?
Well, as I've told you before, I put peanut butter on it. And we had people sending photographs of them with peanut butter on there. I did it last night. It's my late night dish.
Disturbing.
So, it's good for you. Keeps away vampires. Probably, I wonder who did it for. I mean, I think China. China, they are the original. Italian food, big on garlic.
Big on garlic. Asian food's garlic. Too, isn't it?
But
even Eastern European have they have garlic in it too. Yeah. So. But British, not really. You got to say the Brits, more stodgy. French.
Yep.
They used to always go on about how the French smell and stuff. Like,
bonjour.
With steak.
Oh, yeah, a bit of garlic sauce. Butter garlic sauce. Good.
Yum. I don't know.
We've done enough of garlic. Feet.
I suffer from cold feet.
Yeah, you're like a woman.
Maybe we
get cold extremities.
Maybe I've got bad circulation.
Oh, maybe.
But it's horrible this time of year when you've got cold feet. I've got lamb's wool socks. I've got good boots on. Still got cold feet.
That's terrible. Get in the car, put the heater on.
Yeah.
Push it all down to that one that shoots
straight onto your feet. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
But I must admit, of late, maybe my circulation's a little bit better. Yeah.
Feet are so important, though. You forget how...
They do all the heavy lifting. Talk about heavy lifting. I mean, do you want to go for a walk? I mean, every time you walk, every time you stand up, every time, that's taking the full weight. And you've got more bones in your feet than you have in any other part of your body.
What size shoe are you?
9. Depends. Oh, 11. I never know when you do it online. You know, because you go UK. What size are you? 9, US. UK or US? Yeah. You go, I don't fucking know.
Peter, what?
What are you? You'd be bigger than
I'm 11. Yeah.
You're 11?
My sons are 12.
12?
Huge.
My brother's 12. My dad was big. Is it true what they say?
I think it might be. No, absolutely not in my case, but anyway. Peter, you been a podiatrist?
I have. Yeah. I could have sworn that I had flat feet.
Oh, yeah. And you
didn't? She's going to go, I'm going to need arch support. What are those things?
Arch support. Inserts? Yeah, inserts.
I was waiting. She was a lovely girl. She was an ex-ballerina. I'm going, if anyone knows about feet.
Yeah, ballerina.
It's a ballerina. But I have, my feet are really good. She said, you need nothing. I'll just clip your nails.
Oh, that's it.
I got really good arches. And I got really good skin on my feet. Wow. Except I got a little bit of callus, a little bit of like a build-up bit.
Ever had an ingrown toenail?
Yes.
Oh.
You know what you do?
You cut a little V in the middle of it.
Well, you don't cut a V. You've got to know what you're doing. You actually just, just like, not sandpaper it, just file it down a little bit.
Right.
Make it thinner. Don't go all the way through. Just make it so the pressure is less pressure in the middle and takes pressure off the ingrowns.
Do you reckon your feet are probably one of the most neglected bits of your body?
Absolutely.
Like, look how much time you put into your teeth and your hair.
Yep.
Your feet.
And you see...
Occasionally you look down and go...
You see other people's feet and you go, oh my God, look at that.
I know, horrific.
Horrible, you know. And you got bunions. What do you got? Bunions.
Warts.
Warts.
Calluses.
Warts on your feet.
You get a wart on your feet.
Can you?
I've had one. The toenails get too long.
They get really, you need
your partner complains about it in the bed. You know,
they get cold. Don't put your cold feet over here.
Oh man, don't stick your toenail into me. You're stabbing you with your toenail.
Now, if you're a footballer, your feet are so important.
Oh, yeah.
They're booting that ball, running around.
Oh, broken foot.
And then, you know, like Kelly Slater, he broke his foot. Like he came down hard on a...
Is he a surfer? Stuffed him.
Yeah. He really messed himself up. I mean, you look at your foot, it's what's his name? Adam Hills.
Yeah, he's only got one foot. He's got a plastic foot.
Have you...
I've seen it, yeah.
Not that I want to make it into a... So he was born with...
He was born without most of his foot, by the look of it, yeah.
So he wears an artificial foot.
Yeah, yeah. So it goes down to... it goes down... He's got the ankle. And he's got sort of the heel, I think. And then the rest is, yeah, prosthetic.
He does well, but he has a slight limp, doesn't he?
Mate, he has a slight limp, but incredible because he was a tennis coach for a while too.
No.
Yeah, he was a tennis coach.
Sam Pang's a tennis coach. Did you know that?
He hates tennis. Yeah,
he hates tennis.
My friend Billy Styles, a comedian, played against him as a kid.
Pang would be good at tennis, I reckon.
No, he wasn't that good. Very good footballer, though.
Very good
footballer. Very good footballer.
I played golf with him yesterday. He's a good golfer too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's just... He's a good sportsman, Pang.
Yeah, he's all round good sportsman.
Mate, he's making his return to stand-up comedy. Now, that's exciting.
Well, he's going. He
works doing this very room where we are, the Grandview, soon.
Well, it's good for him to work out in a room like this.
He's headlining. First headline set ever.
He's going to headline here? How long? When's
that happening? I've convinced him. It's only 25 minutes. I said, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Yeah. It's only the Grand. Who cares?
That's right.
But he's got a...
What happens at the Grandview stays at the Grandview.
Exactly.
Yeah, except people do talk.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be really worried if I was him. I'd be.
Yeah,
let me know. I might turn
come
up.
Come down and see him die like a dog.
boo! Get back to how you've been paying attention.
People look at their watches. That was only 22 minutes. What the hell?
You're not that funny.
As Donald Trump said, die like a dog, but like a beautiful dog. You know, die like a dog.
Do you know that in your bottom? Because we used to talk about this with my mum. If you don't walk enough, the blood can well in your ankles.
Yeah.
And if you use your feet, you've got these little pumps.
Wow.
Because can you imagine blood? It goes all the way down.
Yeah.
Because why aren't we just one big, why aren't we one big ball of blood down there? Because we've got little, when you walk, you pump the blood back up again.
Oh, wow. What about foot fetishes? You know who's a foot? Kate Langbrook. Well, Kate openly admits.
So what does that mean, though?
I know, she likes a good foot.
Meaning, is that a man's foot or a woman's foot?
Both, I think. Yeah, she used to talk about it, how she likes feet. Yeah. Well, what was that terrible Eddie Murphy movie? The only movie I've ever walked out on, Boomerang, I think it was called. And he's in bed with a woman, and she's a beautiful woman, as Donald Trump would say. And he looks down at her feet, and they're disgusting. And so he kicks her out of bed.
Well,
get out of bed. It was terrible feet.
Do you have ticklish feet?
Yeah, I think most people do.
We used to do a game when we were kids. Your kids would love this. You get a biro, and you got to draw a face on someone's foot.
Oh,
and it's really funny because you laugh a lot, but then you get to look at the drawing that someone's done on your foot. You do a face or something.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
Ticking balls, whatever. But what else can we say about feet? Feet are amazing. We salute feet. We salute feet.
And
what about this? If you had to lose, say you're in Saudi Arabia, right?
And they're going to chop something off.
You commit a crime, yeah. Right? You know, shoplifting, probably. Whatever. Nudie photos, whatever, they catch you. Maybe it's a combination. Nudie photos.
Am I buying nudie photos?
Yeah, you're doing a nudie photo, drinking, smoking. You're letting a woman drive, whatever. And they go, okay, we're going to chop your feet or your hands off.
One of them. You're going, I'm going to lose both hands or both feet?
Yeah, yeah. What would you go?
Oh, you'd have to go both feet, wouldn't you?
Lose your feet?
But how am I going to do anything else with that?
Oh, true.
What are you going to do? You can walk around, then you just... Push your
got nothing. Got your
I mean,
stump.
You could cross the road because the button on the crossing is pretty big. You could do what else could you?
Well,
could
I always had kids to hit the play on your phone.
Imagine trying to work my iPhone with two.
There must be
stumps.
Ways. There must be people without hands.
Oh, because what you'd get is you'd get a special prosthetic one. But I reckon they chopped your feet off. Maybe you might be able to learn to have feet, get some, would you be able to?
Yeah, yeah, you got prosthetic feet.
But
yeah.
Hands are so intricate.
Yeah, you're right. All right. You know, or what about your hands, your feet, or your...
You can't whistle. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, what about that one? No real use for it.
I'm happy to have it reduced slightly. I got a bit to spare. Sorry.
You got no real use for it. I got no real use for it anymore. So, yeah, just chop it off. Whatever. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Review of Somehow Related. Two old guys talking about no having use for penis anymore.
But, you know, you could be over there on a surfing expedition. Something could happen. Anything. You know, I'm just getting
wasn't
you ready.
The guy who did have his penis cut off, though, in a rage with his girlfriend?
Yeah, I met him.
You did not?
John Wayne Bobbitt.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he came on the Eric Banner Tonight Show. They flew him out.
Because he had his penis cut off.
Yeah, he was famous. And then afterwards he said, do you guys want to see it? I'll show it. I'm like, I'm right, mate. I'm right.
Because
one week it was Mickey Rooney. Next week it was John Wayne Bobbitt. That was the caliber.
I reckon it wouldn't if you, let's just say you pulled the penis out and then you had the knife. It wouldn't be one. It would be a bit of a hack. You have to have one.
You need a serrated knife to chop.
Yeah, it would be like cabana. A bit of fat cabana. Wouldn't it be like?
Must have been a sharp knife.
Because he was asleep though, wasn't he? When
yeah.
Did. So
yeah,
he's gone. He's pulled it.
Oh,
that's him on the phone now.
That's him. Okay, stop talking about me.
Sorry about that.
Oh God.
No, so did he? Did he describe how it came off?
I can't remember. Look it up. It'll be on the internet.
And then. Did she?
She threw it.
And then she picked it up.
Yeah, she threw it out the window, didn't she? Then someone found it. God. And then he had it sewed back on.
So then it was like,
we found your.
John Wayne, yep. I don't know whether this belongs to anybody, but I just found a penis out on the front lawn. Would that be one of you? Yeah, oh, that's mine.
Yeah.
And you would bleed a lot.
Yeah, you would bleed a lot.
But he had it sewed back on, it all worked fine.
Yeah, apparently. Oh boy!
Sorry about that.
Okay, well we should. I think we should have some listening music.
Hey, this is hard.
Music. What can we have? Feet, garlic.
How about some tap dancing?
I love tap dancing.
I love. Can you tap dance?
No, of course not.
I've learned. I can do one little tap dance that I did in. I did a tap dance with Kitty Flanagan in a stage show. It was great, whatever.
You had to learn tap for that.
No, I did a little soft shoe shuffle.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Can she tap?
No, she's like me. But soft shoe shuffle.
Love it.
But tapping I love, like Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, all that stuff. You can't help not. You just stop and stare, don't you?
Yeah.
Or there's, what else is
River dancing.
We could have something from a vampire movie.
Yeah.
Is there a classic scene from a vampire movie?
No.
But Dracula.
Come to
there's the count from... The count from...
Sesame Street. Sesame Street.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
What about Irish dancing? Now, if anything, your feet suffer when you Irish dance.
Do Irish dance?
How about we do a make-believe... And I will teach you to dance like Michael Flatley.
Oh, cool. Okay, let's do that. I'd love to learn to dance like Michael Flatley.
Yeah.
The River Dance Man.
Because I did River Dance on Kath and Kim. Over it. Yeah.
You teach me. You must have got lessons for that.
No. Well, I was doing it in a stage show called Slippers.
Oh, Slippers. Yeah.
And it was my impersonation of Michael Flatley. Then the girl saw it and wanted me to do it in the wedding scene in Kath and Kim. Shape your story. Get over
Woo!
It. Yep.
All right, shall we do it?
Yep.
No, I've never had anything broken.
See,
I've broken ribs.
Hello there, Dave.
Oh, wow. So, honoured to meet you, Michael Flatley.
Well, great to be with you now. And
big fan of yours.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a great Irish dancer, and if you want to learn from anybody, you would come to the one Michael Flatley to learn how to Irish dance now.
I can't believe you're taking lessons. You're just giving one-on-one lessons.
Well, things are a little bit tough lately, you know. I haven't been, like, the show that I used to do, the Michael Flatley...
Yeah, the River Dance.
River Dance.
King of the World or something it was called.
Yeah, not doing that so much now, but if you want to learn to dance like me, it's really not that simple. So
okay,
I've got a team of dancers that you're going to dance with as well, and I'll dance along with you.
Yeah.
So on the count of three, they'll start dancing, and then listen to my... To me, and I'll call and I'll talk you through it. Okay?
No worries.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, and away you go. Okay, Dave. Standing straight.
Yes.
Arms down.
Straight.
Very straight like that. Okay. Now, keep top of the body very still. And then downstairs.
Yeah.
Legs go crazy.
Oh, okay. Just crazy.
Just go crazy. Start dancing. Up and down.
Okay.
Up and down.
Oh.
Well, now. Now spin around.
Spin around?
Spin around.
Move to the left?
Move to the left. And strap with it. Push the chest up. Put your head high in the air like you're proud. You're Michael Flatley now.
Oh, I am. I'm Michael Flatley.
Spin around again. Spin around again.
Wow.
Okay, now you dance. That's the end of the show. Thank you very much. You bow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bow to everybody. Thank you very much. I'm Michael Flatley. You go off stage. You stick your head into a bucket of ice water.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Yep. I'm doing it.
Within a minute, you've got to go and have sex with someone.
Oh, well, who's that? Is that you?
You know, I'm always happy to. It's all part of the.
All part of the tuition.
But me, Michael Flatley. Oh dear, no, not like that. Don't be doing it.
Don't get my hands down by the side too. Wow, I was right there,
Michael Flatley.
One of my friends, when I used to work in radio, her brother danced in Michael Flatley's company. Yeah, he was a river dancer.
Very fit.
Very. I think he's pretty crazy. Crazy right now, the big man. What are you going to say? I reckon I'm going to have a crack and say I think it's something to do with odor. I think garlic, feet can sometimes smell exactly the same as garlic.
Okay.
Scientifically, the same notes.
I'm going to say garlic is really good for any skin conditions you have on your feet, like bunions or corns, or it's kind of like the kryptonite to skin problems on your feet.
Wow, okay. Well, sure.
Let's get the answer.
Thanks, Sam.
You can actually taste garlic with your feet. Garlic contains a molecule called allicin, which has properties of both water and oil. Because of this, it can permeate the skin in your feet and travel through your blood all the way to your mouth and nose. You'll swear you can taste garlic and that the room has a strong garlicky odor. You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Wow, that's, you know what, it reminds me of putting Vicks VapoRub on your feet when you're sick and you can, you know, it gets into your system on your feet. It's a similar kind of thing.
So I wonder if you want a hit of garlic when you're not feeling, because garlic's good when you've got a cold, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you just rub a bit of garlic on your feet. I wonder if you're getting...
Maybe this is a great weight loss thing. Like, we're about to have lunch and I'm overweight, so if you just rub my Parmigiana on my foot...
That's good. Like you go out for dinner with Dave and he orders some garlic bread, takes his shoes and socks off, just rubs it on his feet.
I'm going to do it now, Glenn. Here we go. Get those fries. Rub them in. Put a bit of sauce on, mate.
Oh, you stink.
Oh.